Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of May 28. I'm Joel Marshall, and joining me, as he normally does, he hasn't done it for a little while. In fact, we haven't paired up on this program for a little while. I was away, he was away, but speaking of Carl Diorio, and Carl, we've really starting to heat up in Brisbane, and we've got the Group 1 Doomben 10,000. Some are saying it's not a vintage Group 1 or a vintage Doomben 10,000 for that matter, but there's some big bucks up for grabs.
Probably isn't, Joel, and good to be back and good to see your face for a change.
Don't lie.
But no, it's actually it's not a bad race. I mean, intriguing in its own little way. You know, Fell Swoop, can he bounce back? Music Magnate's a horse on the up, and Kieran Ma has got a nice affiliation with the Brisbane Winter Carnival, and he is looking to continue that with Azcadelia.
All right, well, we will start proceedings with Doomben, and we will take you through the black type card, which dodges race one, and the black type action starts with race two, which is the Queensland Day Stakes. This is for the three-year-olds, and my best bet of the meeting comes up here, and I speak of number five, Barood. Both him and two, Mogador, come through the same scone race. They were both a bit unlucky. I think Barood's got a bit more upside, and I think he's a pretty smart horse, brother to Star Spangled Banner. I think he can win to beat two, Mogador, nine, Secret Saga, and 10, Rowinda.
Rowinda for me, number 10. Beaten by the unbeaten Daisy Doom first up at Canterbury, and then I like the way she got back and found the line and listed company at Scone last time in finishing second. I think she's overdue. She draws barrier four. It's important, those inside draws at Doomben, and she just needs that little bit of ounce of luck in the straight. So I've gone with Rowinda the beat. Mogador number two, who is the favourite. A bit of a class runner, I guess. We've seen him run second in the Blue Sapphire. He's very talented and deep into his campaign now, fourth up. Barood for third, and for fourth, number one, most important.
Race three is the Glen Logan Park Stakes, Group three for the fillies and mares, and we're going to have a pretty warm favourite here, and I'll speak of one of the fillies, Gazzoni. Race three, number eight she is, and she's opened about $1.70, I think. Many thought she should have won the Arrowfield Stud Stakes, and that meant beating Japonas May and Counterattack, which is pretty good form. Had she got clear running, she probably would have gone close to winning. Very hard to beat. I've got her ahead of one, Amicus. I thought she might have opened up a touch of value, Amicus, but they're on to her. She's only $4.50 second favourite. I thought her recent trials have been good. She can mix it up a little bit, but she's a pretty classy mare. Four, Jesse Bell, and three, Cradle Me, next best.
Hard to go past the favourite, Gazzoni there. Unlucky, as we all saw in the Arrowfield, and just needs that little bit of luck from the wide barrier, but does look to have a little bit of a class edge. She started so short in the Coolmore, before drifting a little bit later in betting, but this is certainly not a Coolmore Classic type field, and I think she can get the job done from one, Amicus, three, Cradle Me, in the twilight of her career, probably the second last run before the Tats Tiara and then being sold as a broodmare prospect, and for fourth, number four, Jesse Bell, who draws a little bit more favourably. I didn't think that silk stocking run at the Gold Coast was all that bad.
Race four is the Premier's Cup Group 3 race. This is for the Stayers, and I've gone for number one, Janoo, who, look, this is sort of his level. He was doing his best work late, second up, chasing home Real Love, a little bit of a weight turnaround, and he's got a little bit of fitness still to come, I presume. So I'm one, Janoo, to beat two, Rudy, who just sustained a really long run to share the prize last time. He steps up to 2,200. That's a slight query, but he's pretty classy. Four, Real Love, certainly hard to beat, and eight, Honey Toast for four.
I like the run of Index Linked. Two runs ago in the JRA Plate, it was saved ground back along the inside. It was held up till the 300 and then just picked up well late for second behind Guardini, who had the momentum out wide and won the race quite easily. Then last time in the Lord Mayor's, it just raced a bit keen mid-race, but still finished off nicely behind Ecuador, who led throughout. So I think Index Linked can win this race at good each-way price from Real Love, Janoob, and then Rudy.
Race 5 is the Size Produce Stakes. This, of course, for the 2-year-olds over 1350, run at Group 2 level. I'm with the favourite number 2, Suchet. Attacked the line really well first up in the Champagne Classic. That looks the right sort of form line, and he's drawn to get a pretty good run. So I'm with 2 to beat 8, Cadogan, who was an explosive winner last start in Sydney. Going to need a bit of luck from that gate, but he's got a pretty good turn of foot. 14 in for third, Sylphide. Should have won in Adelaide last start. Coming along well, and one, Nikitas, who I was with in the Champagne Classic. He was pretty ordinary. he's better than that, so I'll certainly keep him in the mix. 2-8-14-1.
I'm with three attention on top. It was a just got too far back first up in the Pago, bounced back with a good win in the Bayleu, second up over 1400. Didn't handle the rain-affected conditions from the inside barrier in the Group 1 size Produce behind Yankee Rose, but bounced back with a good second in the Champagne Classic over 1,200. So I've got attention on top. The rise to 1,350 shouldn't be a problem on off the back of that Bayleu win over 1,400. Ahead of two, Suchet, who's got that good New South Wales form and brought it to Queensland last time in finishing third in the Champagne Classic. For third, I've put in number six, Sacred Elixir, the Kiwi visitor who won at its local debut at the Sunshine Coast. And for fourth, I'm putting in number four, Oink.
Race six is the Lord Mayor's Cup Group 3. This is one run under weight for age conditions. They've all got 59 except for the one mare down the bottom, Piece 4. So I found this race pretty tricky. Not much between quite a few of them, I thought. I've gone four Worthy Cause, just hoping that the step up to the mile suits him now, third up. Ahead of one Amavatio, it was a bit stiff in the Scone Cup. He's racing well. Seven Hopfgarten in for third and six Mighty Lucky for fourth. But it's a load-up leg for the quaddie. You can certainly throw in Cool Company, Jumbo Prince, Malice, Pajaro, and maybe Piece 4. So I'll be going pretty wide.
Yeah, Lordag for me as well.
Lordag, yeah. I'll be putting him in my quaddie too.
$23, I've got him on top. Tricky race. Don't think many of these are suited by the weight for age. And Lordag's probably one of them because he does... doesn't come out well at the weights out of that members handicap race behind Jumbo Prince, but his runs this campaign have been excellent, getting back and running home nicely, particularly that last start run in the members handicap whereby they ran record time, so his effort to get back to third last and finish off had plenty of merit. So I've got him on top from 11 Akavoran. Down the track first up in the Prime Minister's Cup, should be fitter for that run, and certainly on his day, Akavoran, who was the Winter Championship winner beating the cleaner back in 2014, he's got a little bit of talent. For third, number eight, Malice, good run in the Scone Cup last time, and for fourth, number nine, Pajero, the Scone Cup winner.
Race seven is the biggie of the day, the James Bogues Premium Doomben 10,000. We have 10 runners. Azcadelia will be the favourite. She's certainly going to be hard to beat. She's come up with the outside gate, barrier 10 of 10, which isn't ideal. Just two winners since 97 when the race went to weight for age have jumped from a double figure barrier draw, so she's going to have to overcome a little bit of a history there. And fillies and mares, not the best of records since 97 when it turned to a weight for age race. 45 mares have run in it for two wins, Hot Danish and Beaded. I am with six Music Magnate, bearing in mind that I don't think it's a real vintage Group 1. He's a pretty promising horse. Good win first up. Good at Scone. Run down by Clearly Innocent, who's got a pretty good future for himself. I don't think he needs to lead. We saw him sort of last prep get back and finish strongly, so it's going to be interesting to see what tactics they employ. But I think it's a race he can measure up and run really well. I've got him out of two Fell Swoop. Probably the run of the race in the BTC Cup, had a wide run. That won't happen on Saturday from gate one. Seven Azcadelia will be hitting the line hard. And three Dothraki, who I tipped in the BTC Cup. He was hammered throughout by lots of punters, and he had the cash spent. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite get past Malaguera, but he goes in for four. 6-2-7-3.
Three Dothraki for me on top. As you mentioned, that run the BTC Cup, he couldn't run past Malaguera. He had the right run, but still think that wasn't too bad of effort when it's all said and done. Malaguera is quite a nice horse, as we all know. Rises up in distance, draws together a lovely trailing run again for Blake Shen, and I think Dothraki can get the job done this time around. Heather Seven Azcadelia gone to a new level this season, hasn't she? She's always promised plenty, but she's really delivering this campaign. For third, I've put in number two, Fell Swoop, an eye catcher in the BTC Cup. And for fourth, I've put in number six, Music Magnate. Just not sure about if they do go forward, whether or not it will run out a strong 1400. I think they do need a ride at cold.
That's
from the barrier.
I'm hoping they do as well. They led at Scone, he jumped so well, and they didn't go overly hard. I guess they just, you know, they had to lead, and he was a bit keen first up as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not as keen now. The freshness is out of him, and they can ride him with a bit of a
sip. It's one of those races you'd love to bend the run, because Two Blue is going to go forward and probably take it up. So, yeah, Music Magnate doesn't need to press forward from that white barrier.
will be very interesting to see how things play out, as it will be in the last race, the Grand Prix Stakes for the three-year-olds over 2200, final lead up towards the Queensland Derby for many of these. And McIntosh, well, he just smashed them first up. Was pretty keen on him. I didn't think he'd be sort of even money. I thought the price would hold up, but as the day wore on, he just met with lots of support and went to the lead, travelled, and was never really going to lose. So I'm with him again to beat 11 SEL. Now, I think he could have run a place with a bit of luck behind McIntosh. He got back. Damien Brown couldn't follow anything in the race. He was stuck in the middle, and it was basically a non-event. He didn't really ride him out too hard. I think at odds, he can improve. Two-cylinder Beach is going well. Six and Costa Line smashed them in Sydney last start. Not knocking Howard Be Thy Name. Certainly, if you're playing multiples, throw him in. But I think this is a little bit tougher than those Adelaide races he'd been running in.
I actually think Howard Be Thy Name won the SA Derby by default. It turned into a bit of a sit sprint, and if it was a race of stamina, I don't think he'd win over the 2,500. I think 2,000 metres sees him out. So I'm just hoping this will be a genuinely run contest, and under those circumstances, McIntosh rolling along in the lead and maybe Unbreakable just settling in behind. And I think it might sort out Howard Be Thy Name. I've left him out of my top four. I've got McIntosh on top. I think he can do it from the front. Draws barrier three. He'll be overly hard to run past. Ahead of number 8 Eagle Way, I think looms as the value. Really like the way he closed off in the rough habit. The further the better for him. Third, number 5 Unbreakable. I didn't think much of the ride there at Caulfield, but certainly he'll derive benefit from that run. And Multifacet might just be the improver at a little bit of odds. However, also down the bottom of the page has a chance.
All right, my best, as I mentioned earlier, is Barood, race 2, number 5. I made my value Music Magnate on a day where I have tipped a few shorties. So Music Magnate is a bit of value at about $7. Carl, what's your best and value?
I would go value bet Lord Ag, race 6, number 10. And the best bet would be Gisoni, race 3, number 8.
All right, so let's have a look at racing in Victoria. We race at Ladbrokes Park Lakeside, where the Jumpers... they take centre stage. We've got the Australian Hurdle and the Australian Steeplechase. Carl, run us through those couple of races. To be honest, it's probably Ginger Boy stifling betting in the first, but Archfire's seen as some sort of a danger in the steeple. Angelology and Hucknall probably looking the main pair.
You probably won't be out of bed by the time the Australian Hurdles run.
No, I will be. First at New Zealand, as I think we discussed in the office earlier this morning, is around about 8:30, so I'll be up and at them for that.
Archfire and Ginger Boy look to have the Australian Hurdle between them. Hornet's Nest is the interesting runner. He's off a long break. There was an interesting story written during the week on one of the media outlets about the horse almost dying from a colic attack last year. It's just been a massive effort by all involved to get him back on the track, and his only jumps win was an 18-length victory at Warrnambool in the maiden hurdle. This probably looks a bit beyond him here, but I've got Archfire just to upset Ginger Boy, but they look the main two. The Steeplechase, this is a slightly less cut and dry affair. I'm going to go with Angelology on top, just on the minimum weight, but there's a host of chances in that one.
All right, my best is Longeron, which is race 8, number 7. I think he's looks to have come back pretty well. Showed good improvement second up out to the mile. Sting out of the ground's no problem for him. 3 from 7 on soft, placed at both of his heavy runs. So, it looks like we'll be playing on a track in that sort of a range, and 54.5 third up, he gets his chance. And my value was in the race prior to that, race 7, number 13, Espresso Lass. Don't mind this filly. She debuted with a really good run at Geelong. She's come back this prep and she's been ticking over well. Dane Shadow out of a Zabeel mare, I think she'll get a bit of ground. She was entered for the Queensland Oaks, not going to get there, you wouldn't have thought, but it was a good run at Caulfield last start. Ran home really strongly at the end of 1400, so the step up to a mile certainly looks up her alley.
Best bet for me, race 6, number 8, Lord Tennyson. Great run first up off a wide run at Cranbourne, then won easily when well supported in Bevan at Warrnambool. led throughout that day. The wide barrier is a bit sticky. Wonder what they'll do. Lord Tennyson can go back and finish home over the top, but as he showed last time, he can quicken off a nice tempo. So he's my best, and the value bet comes up in the last race, and that's Nimini Pimini, who will certainly enjoy the rain-affected conditions at Sandown Lakeside this Saturday. Jarred up first up behind Andrassy, but then found the line behind that easy winner Olivier from the Darren Weir stable. I think Nimini Pimini out to the 1400 metres on rain affected ground will be the winning recipe for sure.
Yeah, I don't mind that last race. Nimini Pimini certainly a chance. Supreme Warrior interests me if the track's going to be really wet. John, formerly down here with the Corstons, had a couple of runs with John Sargent, who brings him back down south. And you look at his Sydney, last couple of Sydney runs have been poor, but if the track's seriously rain affected, then he might be
not the worst
one to throw in your quaddies at least. Moving on to Royal Randwick Racing in Sydney on Saturday. We have a 9-race card, and we do have a black type race there. It is the listed Mikkel Cup, and Carl Darren Weir, he wins everything. He wins a lot of cups. Can he win his first race in Sydney?
I think so. It looks awfully hard to beat. Well weighted with 54 kilos. I've got him on top.
Roar Impulse is the horse, of course, we are speaking about.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. Roar Impulse, 3 from 3, broke the track record at Moonee Valley over 1500 first up. And then 2 emphatic wins at Caulfield. Tempo did suit second up and just was a class above in moderate company last time. He looks the one to beat from 3 Havana Cooler, who will eat up the 2400, but giving away 5 kilos to the odds-on favourite might be the query there. And then for third, I've put in Hawkspur number 6, and for fourth, number 10, Ghost Protocol.
All right, well, best bet, my best bet and value bet, if you're going off winning post and best bets, are both scratched, I believe. Shizozo has come out. He was my top tip, so my new top tip will become race 3, number 6, Dixie Chick. Filly I got a lot of time for. My value bet was in that race, Wang Wah, but she is scratched. That leaves me with Dixie Chick on top, and I think she can be very hard to beat. So she is my best, race 3, number 6, and my new value is in the first. Race 1, number 12, Primavera. Well-bred filly from the Team Hawks Yard. Had trialled well, a bit slow to begin, and hence settled a long way back on debut, and then from then on it was a bit of a non-event. She just ran into plenty of traffic jam. She might be an improver. I didn't give my tips for the Mikkel Cup, which I should. It's 8 Roar Impulse to beat 3 Havana Cooler, 1 Ecuador, and 13 Zatopaz. Carl, need a best in value for you?
Best race number 6 and horse 11 Modia. One of her past two starts at Kembla and Gosford, got back and hit the line very strongly to win arrogantly both times against the tempo as well. I think she's certainly up to city class, and you might get that touch of overs in this sad day race, people underestimating the strength of those performances. And the value bet comes up in the last race, race 9, number 9, Invincible. First up run was good at Scone over 1300 metres, steps up to the 1400, hasn't missed a place from 4 attempts over this distance, draws beautifully in barrier 5, and will certainly be in the finish.
All right, Morphettville Parks, the carnival is over in South Australia. We're back to stock standard meeting on the Parks track. 8 races though, 8 winners. Give us a couple, Carl.
Voodoo Lads and Moral.
You've got me excited.
Race 7, number 12, just backed off the map at Warrnambool. They were just throwing money everywhere. It was the tip of the carnival, and it just bolted in, and it just should continue on. It meets Shaft, who's going well for David Hayes and Tom Davenig, and the Adelaide Satellite Stable's going well, but Voodoo Lad just might be one of those resurgent weird horses who flies through the grades and wins better races. So
is it still a Sedgenho horse?
It is. Still a Sedgenho horse, yeah. So I'm curious to see, but he's on the minimum weight drawn barrier too. He's going to get a lovely run and he should just spank him. So he's the best. And the value bets, race 6, number 4, Bradman, fitter for 3 runs this campaign. A bit of a non-winner. You wouldn't want to have your last dollar on him, but I thought that rider there, Jake Toroke, might have just got strung up in traffic last time and he was quite unlucky at Morphettville Parks, and I think he can improve on that effort and get the job done here.
Yeah, Bradman for me is the only horse I sort of took my interest at the meeting. I tipped him last start and he ran well for 30. He was down to run 2 weeks ago. First emergency, didn't get a run. I think it was in the final, that series final they had.
That's right.
Missed out getting a run, but yes, goes around Saturday, so I'll certainly be chasing him. Belmont on Saturday, we have a black type race, the Belmont Sprint. It's a cracking race too, Group 3. Good field, plenty of chances. I've gone 7, Hazabeel. Going to need a little bit of luck from the gate, but a really good return from him. In the Roma Cup, I've got him ahead of 1 Lucky Grey. What an excellent return from him in the Roma Cup. He was going for back-to-back wins, three runs in the race in 3 years, and look, he's just a marvel, this bloke. Hopefully he can stay sound and we can see another big prep from him. Three for third Battle Hero, 11 for fourth Wink and a Nod. My best is Romolo, race 5, number 5, full brother to Rising Romance. I remember we tipped him a couple of weeks ago and didn't get the cash, but it was a huge run, charged at the line, finished second, quickly to 2100, just for his second start for Grant Williams, but looks to be natural progression for him, and he is my best. My value was Hazabeel. Quickly having a look across the Tasman, where we race at Ellerslie and Trentham on Saturday. Track's going to be pretty wet, I think, at both meetings. My best for Ellerslie is race 8, number 12, It's Time for Magic. Trialled well, showed a bit of greenness, and then went to her first start, and I thought ran pretty well. She should take lots of benefit from that. My value is the Kipling Girl, race 1, number 13. Horror draw for a first start, but she's a filly that's showing a fair bit of the trials, and I think she can run well with a bit of luck. Perhaps barriers not of huge significance if the track is pretty wet. Trentham, my best bet is early, race 1, number 5, Duplicity, and my value is in the last, race 8, number 8, Carnaby, who I think's a good improver at big odds. Well, that just about takes us out for this weekend's action. Of course, we've got it all covered in this week's Winning Post, including full form for the Echuca Cup Day meeting on the Sunday, which is a monster of a meeting, as is the Racing.com Park Sunday meeting is a monster as well. So huge fields for both Victorian meetings. Good to see on the Sunday. We've got full form, of course, for the Friday and all of your Saturday action. And Carl, before we go, we better get a $20 bet.
That's race 6, number 8, Sandown Lakeside, Lord Tennyson, 20 to win.
All right, playing up a few of your warnable winnings onto that. And my best is Barood Doomben, race 2, number 5. I think he'll get the cash and should give us a bit of a bank for the rest of the day. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back with the preview podcast next week.